Okay. Let's pray. Father God, we spent some time worshipping and praising you, focusing on you and your Son. And we've come together and shared his body and his blood and given thanks and remembered all that he's done and is doing. And now we come, Lord, to speak of your word. Your word. So, Father, just stem the flow of words that come from me. We want your words. We want your understanding, your revelation. And we want to be transformed by what you're saying to us this morning. We want to move from where we were when we stepped into this space earlier this morning, to a new place by your power, through your wisdom, oh Lord, by your Spirit. Amen. Amen. So we're going to have a look at 2 Chronicles, and I suppose there are some folk, because again, another confession. There have been times in my Christian journey when somebody stood at the front and said, today we're going to look at a passage in the Old Testament, and they reel off one of the books, and oh no, not that book. It's full of long words I can't even begin to pronounce. It's full of some weird practices that I don't understand, and God's done some things that I can't fathom. But I genuinely believe there's some real meat in this little passage. It happened 3,000 years ago, roughly 3,000 years ago. And I think it was as important then as it is today. So let's have a look at it together. I'm going to read this because I think it probably is quite hard for some of you to read from the screen, especially if you're sitting at the side. So it's, we might need to think about how we lay out if we get more people in here. Right, 2 Chronicles 15, verses 1 to 8, and this is from the NIV translation. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, son of Oded. He went out to meet Asa and said to him, listen to me, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For a long time, Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. In those days it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the lands were in great turmoil. One nation was being crushed by another, and one city by another, because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Azariah, son of Oded, the prophet, he took courage. He removed the detestable idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin and from the towns he had captured in the hills of Ephraim. He repaired the altar of the Lord that was in front of the portico of the Lord's temple. Some of you may still be thinking, oh no, not this passage. Bear with me. Just a little backdrop may be helpful. So Asa was the king of Judah at this time. And if you read the preceding chapter, you'll find that, you know, he was with God and God's favor was on him. The Cushites from the south were in rebellion and traveled up to make war with Judah and Asa. But God was with Asa and he defeated the Cushites. So he's coming back to Jerusalem and he's probably on a high, you know. The Lord is with us, he's done this wonderful thing. And along comes a prophet. And this is where our story begins. The Spirit of God was upon Azariah. We don't know a whole heap of, we don't really know much about him. He's a bit like you and me, you know. He doesn't have a great profile in the Bible. He's obviously important to God because he's recorded his name in the Bible, but we know nothing about him. So, you know, we can see a bit of ourselves in him. The Spirit of God came upon him. How often do we invite the Holy Spirit to come upon us? How often are we then in communion with the Holy Spirit, yielding ourselves to the Holy Spirit, being open to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, either in words or pictures or dreams? There was a pre-pandemic, you know, I really enjoyed coming to church. Things were happening as far as I was concerned. And in 2019, I was making a note of what I felt God, through his Spirit, was saying to all of us, you know. And I collected all the things that when people stood up in church and said, I really feel God is saying this to us, or a particular passage, or maybe a photograph. And I collected them, pulled together, and I prayed over them. And then the pandemic came. And we weren't able to meet each other. And when we did, it was slightly odd. And I feel we've got out of the habit of sharing what God has been saying to us. Because it was really important then. When God said something, it was important for the people to take note. And it doesn't have to be a special person. It can be any, as long as we're in that place. Oh, rats. So the prophet went forward to meet King Asa. And he said to him, listen to me, listen. Are we listening to what God is saying? I'm sure you all are, but are we then sharing it? You know, And sometimes when God speaks to us, it is for us, or maybe for us and one other person. So there'd be no good reason to share it. But there are times when it's really important to hear God's word, to listen to it, and then to act on it. It's no good having him speak to us and then say 2 weeks later, oh, we're in church, perhaps God will speak to us today, and he speaks to us. And then the next week, I hope God speaks to us again. If we're not taking any note of what he's saying, it's almost as good as not listening. So listen to me, everyone throughout the land. Hear me, hear me. The Lord is with you when you are with him. We sang a song this morning, the first song, about being in the storm, being in the battle. But when God is with us, when Christ is with us, we're not alone. We're not alone. We have to seek him. We have to desire to hear from him. We have to desire to know what he wants of us. But if we forsake him, you know, if my heart is in spending my Sunday mornings going to the local shopping centre or to the football match or to doing anything other than being here, if throughout the week I choose to read anything other than the Bible, if I choose to spend my time chatting to people about a whole range of things, but I'm not talking to the Father, I'm separating myself from him. We need to position ourselves, position our hearts. You know, just think about how we spend our time, and is it with God? You know, Jackie loves to iron. She won't let me iron. She says. I don't think we brought our kids up particularly well because none of them iron. Jack is there, but she's not just ironing, she's watching some teaching on TV, and more of that in a little while. We need to seek him. We need to seek him with all our heart. Then he will be with us through those storms and through the good times too. Then there's this chunk in the middle. Now, I just want to pull out a few little bits from it. You can see there in verse 4, it talks about distress and how the people weren't safe and how the land was in great turmoil and they were being crushed. You can read, it's harking back in time, to time in Israel's earlier history, and you can read about that in Judges. And it's a time when horrible things were happening. It doesn't seem to matter where you look and who was doing it. You know, there were the kings and the lowest of the low were practicing all these horrible things. murder, drunkenness, domestic abuse, child abuse, violence, sexual perversion, kidnappings, gang rape, terrorist attacks. Now you tell me, in the last 6 months, have you read a newspaper article? Have you listened to a newspaper report? Have you heard someone talking about events that included things like that? Those things went on 3,000 years ago and they're happening today. We read about it. I have to tell you, in the villages you live in, you won't see all of that. But I know just in our village, domestic abuse is going on. I know drunkenness is going on, child abuse is going on, and violence, that happens. I remember when I lived in Winterton, there was a knock on the door. I opened the door and there was a policeman standing there. He was going door to door because one of our neighbours had been murdered. You know, this happens amongst us too. It isn't something that happened 3,000 years ago. It isn't something that just happens somewhere else. It happens right on our doorstep. And if we aren't with God, if we aren't listening to the Spirit, if we aren't bringing God to our communities, then we're going to see so much more of this. So the prophet finishes by saying to Asa, "But as for you, be strong, do not give up, and your work will be rewarded." And I don't know how many times be strong, be bold, be courageous from Joshua was said over us in 2019. We heard that while we were still worshipping in St. Mary's. It was a thing that came out then. And this isn't about being physically strong. You know, I am not getting physically stronger as the years roll by. But it is, if the Spirit of God is with us and in us, and we are seeking God, then it's about being spiritually strong. Not giving way, focusing on God, and then the rewards will flow. Not rewards as the world holds up high, but as God holds up high. Oh. So Asa, listen to this. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy, he took courage. Asa didn't ignore what the prophet was saying to him. He took it into his heart and it gave him a boldness. And it caused him to move into action. That last part that you see on the screen in black, it's him hearing those words and deciding to go out into the land and tear down those idols and everything that was detestable and build up the temple of God. So what does this mean for us today? I think it's there in... it's not the only thing that's said in this passage, but the important things I think that God wanted me to draw out were the things that are highlighted in blue and red. Whatever we do, we must make sure that we're working in harmony with God and His Spirit. We must be really listening, tuned in to what God is saying. Our hearts should be beating with God's. It's easy, I think, for a group of us to get together and come up with good ideas. But they would be our ideas and not God's plans and purposes for us. So we need to be listening to God, working with His Spirit, and, you know, making sure that we're positioning ourselves in the things that we do and say, how we spend our time. It's with Him, in His presence. We're worshipping Him by all that we do. We clearly demonstrate, not just by coming together on a Sunday morning and singing some really good worship songs. That encourages us, that builds us up. But everything we do during the week should be an act of worship to Him. We're seeking to presence ourselves with Him and not with all the temptations of the world. And yes, the enemy will try his level best to deflect us, ensnare us, to trip us up, to deceive us. But we, if we're seeking Him, we're listening to Him, we have the Spirit of God with us, that will keep us strong. We need to grab hold of whatever words, pictures, dreams, whatever the body feels that God is saying to us at the moment. So I want us to get, I don't want to live in the past, but I want us to again be a church, be a body that is regularly listening to God and sharing with one another, telling one another, encouraging one another with what God is saying. You know, I don't necessarily want to create another booklet for 2022, but I want us to be living and breathing what God is saying. Because if we're not, what are we doing? We're doing what Andrew says, what someone else thinks. Oh, it would be really good if we did a talk on so-and-so, and we did a leaflet drop around the house. They might be good things in themselves, but are they what God wants us to do? So, I am pretty sure, without putting anybody on the spot, that all of you regularly spend time with God, listening to what He's saying and sharing what's on your heart. What we've got out of the habit of doing because of the pandemic is doing that for the body, So, you know, Jack may spend time with God, and he tells Dorothy. I know he shared it with the church also. Perhaps Jack's the wrong person to use it as an example. I'll say Graham. he will spend time with God, and he will share that with Dawn or somebody else if he thinks that's appropriate for them. But we also need to be finding out for the body. I'm going to invite Debbie to share something, because something happened this week that took my breath away and made me think more about listening, hearing, and responding to what God is saying. So Debbie, would you mind sharing that?
I've been reading a sermon preached by Charles Haddon Spurgeon in 1865 on Genesis 1, verses 1 to 5, about life, both natural and spiritual, and how we just can't see or know God without the work of the Holy Spirit, bringing that light into our lives to dispel the darkness. Mm-hmm. As I was reading part of this sermon with Andrew and Jackie on Wednesdays, a friend phoned and left a message on the answer phone, which we stopped to listen to. She was out with her husband at the time, and a lady who had been a neighbour of hers many, many years ago in another county, who she had witnessed to but not heard from for about 8 years, phoned her that morning, wanting to hear about Jesus. That lady had been speaking to some other neighbouring Christians and just knew that there was more to life than she had. My friend agreed to phone her again that evening when she could talk properly, and she was asking me for prayer cover. My friend had never contacted me before on my landline or left a verbal message, but there was a real urgency to her request. It was such incredible timing, as we were sharing at that moment on God shining his light into people's darkness to bring them to a knowledge of the truth. And my friend phoned at exactly that moment. I was so excited. So we prayed that this lady would be born again and see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. We prayed from 2 Corinthians 4:6 that God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, would make his light shine in her heart to give her the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Afterwards, I phoned my friend to encourage her, and we both ended up so uplifted and excited about what God was doing and confirming by his word that morning. I received a text from my friend later that evening to say that the lady had received Jesus and that another friend would be taking her to church. We all rejoiced with heaven as another precious daughter came home to her Heavenly Father and started her journey in Christ. I felt the Lord had been speaking to me for over a week about his light and led me to the sermon and scriptures that showed that we can see nothing without God's light in our hearts to open our understanding of spiritual truths. It was like God brought all these things together at that moment in time on Wednesday to to accomplish his purposes. We can see God's hand in it so clearly. It is always so exciting to see him at work as we eagerly expect him to lead and guide us by his word and through his spirit. So often it's only when we look back that we see God's confirming hand and timing in situations so clearly. Then we know that he has been speaking to us and that we have been obediently listening and allowing him to lead us by his spirit. Not that we have to see with our natural eyes because we walk by faith, but it's always so wonderful when he lets us do so. I believe that as we continue to spend time with God in the secret place of his presence, that he will draw more people to us who will want to know about Jesus. People who will be drawn to him by his light that shines in us. And as he uses us to witness to him and bring glory to his name, many souls will be added to his kingdom day by day. And we praise God for all the good things that he will be revealing to us, his children, by his wonderful light as we listen to him. John says, "The true light that gives light to every man has come into the world, and in him there is no darkness at all." Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and willing hearts to lovingly do what you ask of us. We pray, Lord, that you will protect this lovely lady, your daughter, who has been adopted into your family, and nurture her with your wisdom from the Holy Spirit, and give her a heartfelt understanding and hunger for your word. That your plans and purposes will be firmly established in her life. We thank you, Lord, for bringing other disciples of Jesus alongside her so that she will grow to full maturity and knowledge of who she is in Christ and bear much fruit for the increase of your kingdom. And Lord, shine your light into our hearts and the hearts of our families and friends, so that we all can see you as you truly are, and for all our unsaved loved ones, that they be translated from the kingdom of darkness into your glorious kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, Amen.
The three of us were at our usual prayer meeting, and we both arrived and shared things that was in sync, and we thought that was it. Then we had that phone call, and it just underscored that God in action. And we obediently prayed for your work will be rewarded, and we, you know, praise God that she committed to Jesus. And I have to say, I thought, thank you, Father. That was a joy to be part of all that. And I thought that was where it ended. And then Jackie was doing her ironing. She was watching Bill Johnson, a talk he was giving. A YouTube talk, and then YouTube did something really strange. It stopped giving the talk that she was listening to and just jumped to a different talk, and there was Bill Johnson talking about the importance of being in the light. And I just love it when God is speaking to us and we hear it and respond to it. Now, I don't know if that's the end of that, but I don't want to stop listening to God, whether it be about the light or whatever he's got on his heart for us. I want to be tuned into it. But I know he isn't just speaking to me or Debbie or Jackie. He's speaking to all of us, whether we're as young as Hazel or as old as me. But just as we shared that little episode, I want us to get back into the habit of sharing what we feel God is saying, and we will listen and we will weigh and we will determine, yet is this of God? We will make mistakes. We've always made mistakes. We are human. But if we don't listen, we'll miss so much. I'd rather make a mistake and hear the wrong thing and put it to one side than not hear all that God is wanting to say to us and express to us. So, if anyone's interested in reading what God was saying in the past, I can let you have copies. I've copied the pictures that Jack shared with us, those prophetic pictures. If you want copies of those, I can let you have copies. So that, what is God saying to us today about these things? That he said that then, what he's saying to us then. But he will say new things also. So let's listen, hear, share, and respond together as a body. Amen. 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 Thank you.